What's up? What's up, people? DJ Fab Tito. Once again, I'm back. I am back. I am back. Hope everybody doing great. You know what I'm saying? This is my new episode, season two. Season two. Lord, thank you, all my supporters, all my listeners. Thank you very much. And I'm glad that that you support me. And I'm hoping that I'm giving you information, giving you light, insight of my thinking abilities to improve yourself every day and improve your goals in life. Because at the end of the day, we all need help. Nobody can do nothing without help from another person. All right. So let me go ahead and talk about it. It's a crazy year. 2020 was crazy. What was crazy? From elections to viruses to stay at home to everything. Okay. 2020 was eye opening for everybody. You know, good and bad. And the reason why I say good and bad, because people lost a lot of things and lost loved ones and lost things that they thought they would never lose. Companies thought they would never go under. From loved ones passing away to jobs. I wouldn't say home because they stopped that, but people on the break are still losing their homes at the end of the day. All right. So that's a couple of bad things that did happen in 2020. And I always wanted to go ahead and acknowledge that, because you have to acknowledge the bad to understand how you can receive the good. Okay. Great thing that people don't understand about nature. Nature has the ability to reproduce itself. So let me give you an example of how to reproduce yourself, and like nature has. Everybody know, well, maybe some people know, some people don't know. So let's take a little science experiment. Well, you can say science, nature, so it's all going together. Let's talk about forest. Okay, forest burns. When the forest gets on fire, grass, anything burns. It scorches the ground. Boom. Fire trees. Boom. But did you know that burning forestry or fires is one of the best ways to regenerate new life of grass, trees, and everything? It gets rid of everything. It gets rid of the weeds. It gets rid of old stuff so natural grass can grow. So people actually do. Farmers actually burn certain crops on purpose to start all over and get a fresh, stronger batch of grass or anything, you know? So they do it on purpose. So this is almost like a, you know, it's like a burn. It's unforgiving. And what happens is over time, when this forest grows back, you can never tell that a fire ever happened. See, so you have to realize that the bad comes, but the good comes with the bad. And the good comes so great that it outweighs the bad. And you have to see that and realize that to understand that you have to let go of the bad to receive the good coming in. Alright? So, that is like understanding of the yin and yang theory. I mean, it is life. It's, you know, pros and cons of anything you do. Everything has action, has a reaction. So, with that to be said, the good is coming. We always have to realize that. Because everything happens, like a company fails tomorrow, good comes out of it, right? Because now you know that if you do a company again, you know what to do, what not to do, and you prepare your company even better for a situation that may never happen again, but if it do happen again, you'll be ready and you'll be surviving. It's like anything else. Just like I said, nature, right? So, man, we'll say like the, I'd have a nice conversation and just thought about something. So I'm going to pass it on, you know? With the presidency, right? You know, you had a lot of people. We got a new elected president. And we're about to see how this goes with this new president, okay? You have a president that's leaving out of office now. A lot of negative information, not information, a lot of negative things have happened on behalf of this individual. But I cannot say he was 100% bad, because he did what a business person would do if they had the ability to run the country. Now, what I'm going to say, I'm going to start from a different way so you can understand, and I hope it comes and it understands what I'm trying to inform you. All right? Money is a tool. And the presidency that the president we just had gave us tools that a lot of people did not use, because they were falling into the narrative of everything else that was going on. And I think that narrative was done on purpose to distract you from the tool that you were given. So I'm going to bring up a narrative, and I'm probably, you know, it's going to touch a lot of, it's going to touch a little feelings, but it had to be said because I want you to understand this. Okay. We know as American history that about slavery, we're told 20% of 80% that happened in slavery time. That is facts. Because only certain books were written, but a lot more people experienced slavery. But we don't have a lot of information about slavery. We just have simple photos and a couple people here, but 80% that happened in slavery were not told. Only 20% was. And that was a planned scheme of only letting us 80%, knowing us 20%, but 80% to happen. So I'm going to go ahead and open up some mind so people don't realize or don't understand that this happened. So the presidency was like a slave owner. Now listen to why I put this together. All right, Donald Trump was like a slave owner. He worked like a slave owner, right? So, slave owner did a lot of things that were bad. That is facts. But some slave owners did honor contracts that they had with prior help that they hired help to do. So, there's a lot of slaves who got the land that was promised for working so long for a slave master. So, with that being said, even if they did a lot of bad stuff to a person, or did a lot of bad stuff, period, they still had good come out of it. And sometimes we overlook that. We take the big narrative and throw it into the story, and we focus on such of a, the hoopla was going on of this bad thing this person was doing. Now, with that being said, some people are not going to agree with me, some people not. That's fine. You have your opinion. I'm just stating my opinion with some facts, with my opinion. That verbally speaking, intelligent thinking, he did a lot of stuff that did not help America. But he did do what he said he was going to do, and he put money back into the economy. Nobody could deny that. Anybody saying different? I can say, did your unemployment go up? Yes. Did you get a stimulus check? Yes. So he threw money into the economy when there was no jobs out there. So, just like a slave owner, go back to that, a slave owner, still a slave owner, but they did honor the contract. Does that make that slave owner a great person? It just made that slave owner doing business. They honored what they were doing. So they honored the contract. And when they honored that contract, you know what happened? They got more workers who was willing to work with them. And even they were slave owners. Why? Because they knew at the end of this contract, they would be able to get what they worked hard for. So, going back to business, he gives a lot of people money to start your own business, to invest into the stock market. He made it possible for a lot of people to do a lot of stuff financially by using the tool of money that some people did not use because they took it and they went ahead and then what most people do, spend. I'm gonna tell you some numbers. I'm gonna tell you some facts that'll blow your mind. You know what I'm saying? You won't even put 2-2 together because you're so out of the loop. And some are in the loop, but some are outside the loop. So I'm gonna bring some that are outside the loop into the loop. Do you know that strip clubs had the biggest payout days with the stimulus checks and unemployment than they had in the history? Strippers who've been doing it for like 10 or 20 years said this is the biggest payout they have ever seen, came out their mouth. A couple strippers out of Atlanta stated this. They said in the history of they've been stripping, they've been going for the last 5 or 10 years. This is the most they ever seen in a strip club. When the stimulus check comes, people had unemployment money coming in, they said they were making a lifetime. And you pay attention, OnlyFans page jumped up too during that time frame. Pay attention, right? OnlyFans were making thousands of dollars. Everybody jumping on there, opening their accounts, because people had money to spend and they were spending. Now, it's funny because a lot of people took the stimulus check to flip money, to make money. People bought houses. The real estate went up. Do you understand that? The house market value has went up in a crisis. That is crazy. It's facts. Go out there right now. You can see it for your own eyes. Go to Rocket Mortgage. Go to Realtor.com. Go to RedRoof.com. I think it's RedRoof. I may be wrong, but go to these sites where you can find properties for sale, and you can see with your own eyes. It's going to show the market value has been going up because people has took this money and reinvested or bought bigger homes, bought bigger land, buy, right? So, and some has opened up businesses, franchise, and everything. Yeah, you have made companies close. You have major big buildings closed, but do you think they're going to stay closed forever? You don't think they're going to come back 10 times bigger and greater? Even with this bailout money for small businesses, a lot of people have took this money and invested. Stock market was low. So low that you can buy into stock that at one time you couldn't buy into it. Do you understand that the money that he gave to you guys, gave to us, because I used the money to invest in it. I sure did. I'm not going to lie. I sure did buy some more stocks. I opened some IRA accounts for my children. I did a lot of stuff with this money that came back. Because I had the ability to understand that it's a tool and I used the tool for what it was. I used the tool to set up better foundation for what the future may bring. For a lot of us, generation gap, generation finance has had a hit. Generation wealth is shrinking each year. And this year, this generation gap took a big hit. A lot of big companies were passed down from centuries to centuries to centuries. Mom and pop restaurants passed down for centuries, trying to close the doors and probably never reopening up. So that made a big hit on generational wealth because some people thought the generational wealth would never stop. And right now it has stopped. But I believe and I feel that all that made it do was make that generation go even harder now. Because a lot of black, like I said, like a forest comes through and burns the land for new grass to grow. But what happens is grass grows back stronger from the fire. So with that being said, entrepreneurs make the biggest hit and come time to that folder. The general wealth has said we'll come back even stronger because now the kids understand, the parents are telling kids like, hey, we got to make sure we do this again. This never happens again. We can live past this. So it's going back stronger and more healthier than before. So it was almost, it took all the bad companies out in a retrospect. Don't know the history of any companies. And I don't say every company is bad, but it took, if it had anything that was growth was killed off. Because the growth is coming back 10 times fold. You know what I'm saying? So these are tools. And I hope that we as a people come together and understand this and not be a sucker and be a fool. So, for example, there's a little glimpse. I want y'all to pay attention to a little glimpse that the new presidency that's coming in. As you can see, that a business-minded and a non-business-minded runs this. A business-minded person is funny because business-minded people are not for the people, but they have the gift to please people. I'm going to say it one more time. A business-minded individual don't work for the people, but they have the gift to make people feel good. So, you had a business mind coming to America, and he made everybody feel good in their skin. You understand? Even with the racial slurs he said here and there, he made people who would never speak come out and feel comfortable coming out and speak. And you know why is that? Because he came at people with a business mind. It's funny. He gave you a tool. Money is a tool. And when you realize that, I'm going to tell you your finances are going to triple and double right then and there. The day you realize and find that money is just a tool. It's nothing but paper. It's slowly going away. So, without no money, you think you're going to stop spending? No! Currency is still going to continue on and going. But you got to get your mind off of paper and understand it's a tool. With any tool, once it gets used out, you have to re-up. Money's about to be used up. So what's next for currency? Digital currency is about to be a new tool. It's money that can really last now. Currency lasts long as the digital world long, and the digital world ain't going nowhere. So you think about that, digital currency is the next new thing coming down this pipeline. I'm giving you guys tools and games to start looking and turning the corner. I'm also speaking to myself. That's the great thing about it. That I'm not no better than nobody, and I'm speaking to myself. But I want y'all to hear the facts that are coming, the facts that are seen. And sometimes we have to say it out loud to ourselves or to others to realize, to get that mind to click and condition ourselves to say, man, this money is coming the way I want it to come. So, with that being said, I ain't gonna hold up too much of your time. Is that there's tools out there to be used, and we should use the tools. And what happens when you overuse a tool? Like anything else happens, it'll break faster or it won't work properly like it's fit to work. Once again, you overwork the tool, you don't work the tool properly, what happens like with any other tool? It will not work like it's supposed to work, and it'll break faster. But there are tools. So 2021 is going to be a great year if you let it be, by being willing to accept the good that's coming, by realizing these tools that are giving and using for the tool purpose. I used to think money was to be saved. I ain't gonna lie. I fell for that bait and hook. You can talk to any criminal, any non-criminal who buried money or put it in an airlock bag or anything else like that, the minute it touched there, it dissolved. It fell apart. It wasn't there no more. Because money is paper, and you know, if you rub paper too long, what happens? It starts to disintegrate and fall apart. Did you ever realize that? You can tell how money's been folded so many times, it got the crease in the middle. You tell how money's falling apart, it does this. Money gets on fire, it burns that quick. So, with that being said, it's a tool to be used, not sold. I'm going to tell a tip for y'all business owners, alright? Your business is not meant to save money. I'm going to say it one more time and break it down. Your business is not meant to save money. Your business is to spend money. Do you understand that businesses run to zero at the end of the year before they can go ahead and have more write-offs and have more money to come back to them? Do you know in business school 101, it's almost a negative to come into the new year with a whole bunch of money in the account of the business? Successful businesses have money turning and keep moving. So I have more money going out than coming in. And that's always good business. Because when you're negative, you're able to get more assistance and other stuff to build your capital in your business. Because if you keep the same amount of money in your business, you have limited the growth of your business. Because your business cannot spend more than it has. So if your business has a positive, very big positive, it's different now. I'm not talking about your net growth earnings. I'm talking about money just sitting in the bank account of your business. And your net growth earning is saying that your money's turning, the profit you're getting back, so your money can spend more to gain more avenue, to gain more merch, to gain more land, to gain more storefronts, to gain more marketing, to gain more security, to gain more. That's what your network produces. To pay out your employees. You see, this comes on out to pay yourself, out your business, out your account. So your business account should never be like your savings or your checking account. You understand me? It's not the same. Business and personal are always different. Never put business and personal together because it doesn't work. Personal, you save. Your business, you spend. They have budgets that need to get spent each year. Because what happens is, right, I'm going to tell you this, that part two of this. In tax time, if your business has so much money in it, you pay taxes. You understand me? You owe the IRS. You get that? That's crazy, right? You owe the IRS. You know, and people don't realize that because they keep running their business as a personal account. Do not run your business as a personal account, people. You cannot. Every company I've worked for, including myself, and even with the United States, in the federal government, worked with them too. You know, they go negative, they go to zero each year on purpose to get more funding for the next year. You understand me? They go negative for the next year. So you was wondering, so let me help solve some of these questions, because I know some of y'all had this. I know, kind of switch the lane a little bit. The BBB plan, the BBB loan coming out now. Why the big companies had it? Because the big companies are already in a deficit so great that they got approved right away. Because they didn't have any money. You can't have no money in business. You earn money to spend money. That's the purpose of business. In 2021, that's gonna help change. I'll tell you, that tool that I gave you right then and there is gonna change, and you will see growth in your business. Do not run your business as your personal. What I mean by that, don't run it as a savings and checking account like you do your personal account. Business is meant to have money to spend. Spend that money. And money will grow capital and equity for you to keep spending. And then for your company to grow, you have to spend more than what you're making in a time frame. And it's funny because it's like backwards. Like, how is that possible? But this is business. This is totally 20% business. If you think I'm lying, read the reports. Business shows out reports each year. Read out the reports. That's why on the stock market, businesses always give you an estimate of each quarter. Because they expect to spend more money, grow their equity, and grow their net, but they got to spend more to get their money to come back 10 times full. Because like I said, at the end of tax time, if your company has this money sitting around, you owe this much taxes. You owe the IRS a lot of money. Now you're in debt to the IRS, and you're in debt to yourself now. Because you got to pay the IRS first. The IRS is going to freeze up everything you got, shut down your business. That's why big business companies at this time of the year give out money and donate and help those out each year. It's not no, it's a holiday season, it's business. It's the end of the quarter. They got to go negative. They got to go ahead and say 21, I got to have negative in my account so I can get some more money and more assistance and write off everything. Giving out more money so it makes my business fall under the cap. So I don't have to pay taxes, federal tax for my business. Or owe the IRS. Okay? So that's just a little tip. Tool. And please, research everything I say to you. Do not take my information, my facts at face value. Even if they are true, you need to see it with your own eyes and sometimes read up on it. Because like I said, we're humans. And humans will tell you, and they will pass, and the information comes out of my mouth will be screwed just like anybody else's information will come out. So if you read it, you will have a better understanding, or you may see it for what it truly is. Like, I don't understand it. I don't believe what he's saying. And read it and find it for yourself and be like, man, now I know why he said what he said, or know why she said what she said. Situation B, always research your information. Anything you ever heard, another tool, always research. Go back and research and read it, because like I said, I may be switching it up a little bit, putting a little tangled sauce to it to make it sizzle for you can digest it better. But you still need to go back and read it and confirm and validate all information you hear from anybody. Mommy, daddy, granny, auntie, church, Donald Trump, the new presidency, Bill Gates, anybody. You understand me? So always do that. But once again, thank you, season 2. It's cracking off my first episode of season 2. I'd like to thank everybody. Bless everybody. Have a great day. And every day, live it your best life and give it your all. Every day. Every day should be Christmas. Every day. Give gifts. Receive gifts every day. Stay blessed. Stay the best you can be. And remember, as long as you get up and you wake up, you can always improve and be the best you can be. This is DJ Fat Potato. Morning coffee with one and only DJ Fat Potato. Tune in for season 2, start today, episode 1, and I'm telling you guys, I'm making a promise to myself and to you guys and to my fan base, I'm gonna have more content coming out each week. I can guarantee that I'm on it this year. And I have to set the alarm in my phone to talk to you guys every morning. Stay blessed. Stay safe, wash up, stay healthy, everyone. DJ Fat Potato, morning coffee.